Well, great Thursday morning, beloved. We are in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 today. God's saving word, again, is spiritual renewal. And in today's reading, the Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthians that God, through Christ, has made those who trust in him his friends, and that all who follow Christ have died to sin and have been given new life. So let's begin. All right. We know what it means to fear the Lord, and so we try to persuade others. God knows us completely, and I hope that in your hearts, you know me as well. We are not trying again to recommend ourselves to you. Rather, we are trying to give you a good reason to be proud of us so that you will be able to answer those who boast about people's appearance and not about their character. Are we really insane? It is for God's sake. Or are we sane? Then it's for your sake. We are ruled by the love of Christ. Now that we recognize that one man died for everyone, which means that they all share in his death. He died for all, so that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but only for him who died and was raised to life for their sake. No longer then do we judge anyone by human standards. Even if at one time we judged Christ according to human standards, we no longer do so. Anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old one is gone. The new has come. All this is done by God, who through Christ changed us from enemies into his friends and gave us the task of making others his friends also. Our message is that God was making all human beings his friends through Christ. God did not keep an account of their sins, and he has given us the message which tells how he makes them his friends. Here we are then, speaking for Christ, as though God himself were making his appeal through us. We plead on Christ's behalf. Let God change you from enemies into his friends. Christ was without sin, but for our sake, God made him share our sin in order that in union with him, we might share the righteousness of God. Today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old one is gone. The new one has come. And I really want you to think about that, church. I know a lot of us have a past, maybe a childhood or whatever that may not be up to par, all that good, maybe we're even ashamed of. But once we came to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, none of that matters. Now that we are in Christ, we are new creatures in him. The old is gone. The new has come. Oh, please remember that this week. Let's pray. Gracious God, fill me with your courage that I may experience your presence with me now and forever. Through Christ, you have made me your friend so that I may live in union with you. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday together to an end. Tomorrow we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, where the Apostle Paul defends what he has been teaching. All right. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow morning.